Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Nevermore by Danica Dark, narrated by Nicole Poole. No man chooses evil because it is evil. He only mistakes it for happiness, the good he seeks. Mary Wollstonecraft. Chapter 1. Nobody gave hugs like Crush. The moments after returning home to my father's trailer were filled with intense emotions. I hadn't explained to him why I was there. I just wept in his protective embrace. I cried for all the people who'd hurt me over the years, cried for the decisions I'd made, and through it all, my father reassured me that everything was going to be okay. Sometimes that's all a person really needs from a parent. Before we sat down for a seriously overdue talk, I took a long shower. Blood wasn't the only thing that swirled down the drain. I also let go of the anguish that had wrapped its thorny fingers around my heart from the argument earlier that evening with Christian. The intense feelings I felt for him scared me, and I needed to take a step back to assess the damage.
3 marshmallows, just how you like it.
Crush set a cup of cocoa in front of me. The black mug had the Harley-Davidson logo on the side, which went with the bikes in his garage.
I'll get you some clean clothes in the morning.
I glanced down at the long Harley shirt I'd borrowed from him. I can just wear this. My jeans should be fine after they run through the wash. Crush had a direct way of throwing looks at a person so they knew exactly what he was thinking. He arched his eyebrow and dipped his chin before reaching into the laundry basket in the hall and fishing out my bloody sweater. His fingers poked through the rips in the back.
Mind telling me why your clothes have knife holes and you showed up at my door looking like roadkill?
I sipped my hot drink, the steam warming my nose. Rough day at the office. He stepped on the trash can pedal and dropped the sweater inside before the lid slammed shut.
Between the broken button and the busted zipper, the jeans aren't salvageable. I'll get you something decent in the morning.
Don't you have to work? He approached the round kitchen table and pulled out a cheap vinyl chair, the metal legs scraping against the linoleum floor. When he sat down, he folded his arms across the table.
Fuck work. You think my boys can't run the shop for a day?
I sat back. Like that time when you stayed in a trailer that Christian rented out? Crush stroked his gray mustache and goatee.
He told you about that, huh?
We'll argue about it later. I looked around at his humble surroundings. Home was much bigger in my memories, but I was also smaller then. Why hadn't he upgraded to a larger home or bought new furniture? The same brown recliner sat in the living room to my right. The same shag rug, tattered couch, linoleum floor in the entryway and kitchen, and even the same magnets on the fridge. Nothing had changed. Except me. He eyed the silver rings on his fingers. One of a skull, one a set of wings, and another representing his service in the Marine Corps.
I gassed up my truck and wiped down the seat while you were in the shower.
My truck, I said, correcting him. He belly laughed.
Yeah, your truck. It's clean now.
Thanks. Crush took off his rings one at a time.
It's not my business why you're here, but if you're in trouble, if someone's gunning for you, I need to know.
For some inexplicable reason, I didn't want to tell him the whole truth just yet, not until I'd slept on it. I just wanted to get away. We finished a job transporting all the higher authority officials to safety during the outage. It was a logistical nightmare, but everything worked out. Well, except for that church bombing. I guess you heard all about it. He leaned back, a look of admiration in his blue eyes.
I never thought my little girl would grow up to save the world.
I rubbed my temple. Doesn't feel like it sometimes.
No one ever said hero shit was easy. It's the hardest, most thankless job you'll ever have next to raising a kid. Take it from a Marine.
I sipped my drink. Thanks for letting me stay.
Letting you?
He chuckled, laugh lines wrinkling the corners of his eyes.
This is your home. We're a team, remember? Stay as long as you need. I only